This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday morning after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each be held without bond if they turn up on the system. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for New York governor, was attacked by a man who tried to stab him in Parenton, New York, Thursday afternoon. Parenton, New York is about a 15-minute drive southeast of Rochester. Zeldin's campaign said the attacker was taken into custody. Zeldin, an Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Congressman, continued his speech. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Federal prosecutors have announced the first insider trading case involving cryptocurrency. U.S. prosecutors in New York City said Thursday that a former product manager at Coinbase and two others have been charged with wire fraud. The Flint water crisis trial is wrapping up.
Jurors heard closing arguments in the only trial to arise thus far from the Flint water crisis, a dispute whether two engineering firms should be held partially responsible for the city's lead contamination in 2014 through 2015.
We have an aging infrastructure here in the city of Flint, like every place else almost throughout this country. Lead seeped into the water system. That was what happened as a result of not having corrosion control.
That was the mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver. Monday will be the first full day of jury deliberations in federal court in Michigan. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No polio cases have originated in the United States since 1979, but with the overflow of illegal immigrants being escorted into the interior of the United States, it was bound to happen. A polio case has been discovered in New York State. The strain of polio that was detected, officials believe the virus originated from another country. Polio is very contagious, and symptoms can take up to 30 days to appear. People already vaccinated against the virus have a low risk of contracting it, but health officials are advising those who are unvaccinated or haven't completed their vaccinations for polio to do so. More and more American families are opting out of public school systems run by teachers' unions and choosing charter schools. Ian Rowe on Fox News is the CEO of Vertex Partnership Academies.
Well, first of all, charter schools are public schools. They're just public schools that are privately run, typically by nonprofit organizations. And what charter schools usually get right is that we're offering choice. In the district in which we're launching Vertex Partnership Academies, this international baccalaureate high school, which is an extension of other charter school networks, only 7% of students who entered ninth grade 4 years later are ready for college. Parents have had enough of this kind of performance and they want high quality options. That's why there's so many families who are advocating for eliminating the cap that currently exists on charter schools.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with James Herson. Yes, the one and only. No baloney, I'm telling you. The best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. The last time we talked, of course, the outrage over the Roe v. Wade decision, the left is still losing their gray matter. They don't know what to, well, actually they do. They're trying to cause all kinds of disruption. I mean, they're threatening to impeach a couple of justices. And of course, that gives them an opportunity to raise a lot of money, and which in some cases they're being successful in doing that. I mean, that's the dirty side of politics, isn't it? Boy, you just don't let any good crisis go to waste, especially a crisis that will generate revenue and fundraising on behalf of your interests, right?
Oh, that's true. And it's also very revealing of what's in their souls, because they're aggressively pursuing the termination of life in human beings that are 100%, everybody agrees, all the public, all practitioners, scientists, that these are viable human beings. They want to give the extend the woman's so-called right to choose to the moment before birth, and in some cases, moments and time after birth. It's a different kind of Democrat and a different kind of left that existed in the past on this issue. And also what they're advocating is lawlessness. They advocate people going to Supreme Court justices' homes prior to the determination of the case, which is a violation of federal law. Elizabeth Warren is out on the war path, pun intended. She is trying to sponsor and get legislation passed that will ban crisis pregnancy centers, in other words, alternatives to Planned Parenthood and to abortion clinics, places where women can go and get options like adoption, options of keeping the child, not coercion, which they get at the abortion clinics. And it's amazing to watch the hysteria of, you know, the far left base, which of course is composed in many cases of these hyper feminists, most of whom are either young women who are brainwashed or members of the leisure class, suburban women, who've embraced liberalism, but the vast majority of them have never understood what an abortion procedure actually is. And if you look on the web, you can do a little bit of research and see. Mm-hmm. And what happens to people when they actually see what happens during an abortion, what the so-called surgery is.
Exactly.
They change. They change their point.
Well, it's almost like what happened after the Holocaust. You know, Germany insisted that their citizens go in and visit, Dachau and these concentration camps. And you see them. You see video of them. It's like a walk in the park, a Sunday walk in the park. They're just, you know, all jovial going in. And when they come out, you know, what they experienced was so horrific. You can see it in their countenance. You can see it in their bodies and how they're walking. They're so devastated by the horror that they witnessed. And they witnessed something not right there as people were. They saw the aftermath of the gas chambers. And, I don't think they saw bodies, actual bodies piled up on top of one another. But just even in that instance, it was quite dramatic. People take this all for granted. But, you know, the bottom line of all this, James, is they're absolutely ignoring history. You know, the eradication of babies and the dehumanization of children and less thans has been the history of man over the ages in ancient time. And in each case, it has led to the devastation of cultures and empires. And I believe that America, continuing on this trajectory, will see the end of itself. It almost has to, or you may question, or as some have said, God may owe an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah if America is not judged.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, you mentioned history. All through history, despicable evil has been kept a secret. So, for example, you bring up Nazi Germany. Hitler kept secret what as best he could, what was going on at these concentration camps, where the trains were taking people to their deaths and to evil experimentation and the like during slavery. Atrocities committed against human beings were kept secret. And in today's world, as I said, the actual abortion procedure, what actually happens, the tools that these so-called doctors use to rip a human being apart as they scream, that when anybody sees it, what it is, they have to change. So they keep it a secret. Way back when Matt Drudge used to be a conservative, he had a television show on Fox and the Fox News Network, and he quit that show because of the fact that he wanted to exhibit to the public what happens during an abortion. And they wouldn't let him even at that time on the Fox Network, because that truth has to be kept a secret. But thanks to 4D ultrasound, people all over are finding out the truth about human development, the truth being that, you know, babies are fully formed in the womb, visible as human beings, far, far earlier than they thought back in the 70s when Roe versus Wade was decided.
Exactly.
And the idea that it just blows away this old canard that the pro-death organizations put out that, this is just a clump of cells.
Right.
It's not a clump of cells. It's a separate and distinct human being with all of the rights and all of the privileges that any other human being has, and that, of course, paramount to that is the right to life.
Exactly. Yeah, and the thing is, James, is that, like in the case of Abby Johnson, who was one of the directors for Planned Parenthood, she had never gone in the back room. She had always been up in the front and, you know, dealing with women who were coming in for abortions and that sort of thing. And, in fact, even got rewarded, her year or her last year that she was with Planned Parenthood, you know, for doing such a great job and raising all this money. And one day, one fateful day, they were in need of, you know, some assistance in the back room, and she went back to witness an abortion. After that, she left immediately. it was so shocking to her and so, you know, just so horrific that she could no longer work with Planned Parenthood ever again. And it's quite the story that she tells. We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Afghanistan are being heavily persecuted by the Taliban. In fact, Afghanistan was recently listed as the number one country for Christian persecution. So many people in that region are hungry for hope. Fortunately, the light of Christ shines the brightest in the darkest places of the world, and the Tide Ministry is more determined than ever to continue spreading the gospel in that region and sharing the hope of Christ with those who need it the most. Now that we're broadcasting in the two most prevalent languages in the area, Dari and Pashto, we're able to give even more people access to the good news, opening the door for them to place their hope in Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hello everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And James Herson continues with us, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. James, just to kind of wrap up what's going on here, Elizabeth Warren, the Democrats doing everything they can. I mean, they're really upset because Donald Trump was able to place three conservative judges on the Supreme Court. And because of this, you have the reversal of Roe v. Wade, which I believe in a lot of ways, you know, kind of liberated the issue because it put it back where it could operate more, you know, more transparently, more successfully, and that's with the states as opposed to operating under a federal government you know, a situation, and where in some cases, you know, the government, you know, was saying by law you couldn't pay for an abortion, but yet they found ways to go around it, didn't they?
Oh, yes. Well, look, in the 10th Amendment basically mandates what you're talking about, and which what should have been done all along, but this, we're seeing proof, actual living proof of the fact that this new left, that's out there do not want any discussion, any debate. All they want to do is censor, shut down, outlaw. And so, for example, you know, Joe Biden just signed an executive order filled with overreach, basically pandering to that new left base, claiming that he's somehow restoring some of the rights, and basically going completely counter to the Supreme Court decision. And then there are the Democrats are talking about, they use the term codifying Roe, which what they mean is passing federal legislation that would basically make any restrictions on abortion by any state in the union illegal.
Exactly.
Now, even thinking of that, first of all, it's blatantly unconstitutional. There's no court that with real judges that would ever uphold a law like that. But they, you know, some of these so-called experts that are in Ivy League schools are arguing, well, it's the Commerce Clause, that somehow the Commerce Clause, which has been used to extend the right of Congress to engage in things that they shouldn't, that somehow that would do it. And there's going to be lower court judges that will buy that. But it proves they don't want debate. Elizabeth Warren wants crisis pregnancy centers to be abolished.
Yeah.
Joe Biden and the Democrats want to abolish the right of states like Mississippi, Tennessee, and other states that have pretty strong restrictions on abortion. They want to take away those rights. And they want to have, as is happening increasingly, they want increased censorship. It's extremely un-American. And you know, it points out something. We have such a difference between the old 1960s left wing and these people that, these neo-leftists, these New Green Deal crazies that are now in control of the Democratic Party. You know, the old left believed in good and evil. They said globalism was evil, and they were right.
Right.
They warned that politicians in both parties would prosecute these forever wars. And it's proven right, because we see what's happening with Ukraine. That's an irrational, crazy approach. They just are passing legislation in the House to have Ukrainian pilots trained to fly American warplanes, as if a formula for World War III. You know, this is a formula for us to get into World War III. The old left were right about that. The old left said something, remember Martin Luther King, we should judge people on the content of their character.
Right.
Not on their skin color, their gender, their ethnicity, their politics. The new left says the opposite. You know what? The old left should come and join the new right.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you had a couple of weeks ago, a million Democrats leave the party and come to the right. The other thing is, no big surprise here, James. I mean, you know, it was, 20 years ago that the Democratic Party resoundingly decided to take God out of their platform. You remember Antonio Villaraigosa led the count there. How embarrassing. I remember that was. I can still see it, trying to count the, they had to do a verbal vote. And, clearly it wasn't obvious that they, exactly. It's what they do, right? Yeah.
Yeah. They might as well have used mail-in ballots with Villaraigosa. Yeah, that was cheating. And you're right. They take God out. They take good and evil out because obviously they're engaged in the Democrat Party today is a party of evil. It's not just with the life issue.
Right.
It's with these issues of globalism. And look, they've sent out Birx and Fauci for the sequel. They're already talking about, hey, we just have to bring back mask mandates. Mm-hmm. They've set up mass vaccination centers for monkeypox in New York. They're like reaching out all over the place to try to create the same kind of medical techno lockdown scenario with the forced mail-in ballots for the midterms because
exactly.
They can't win. They can't win.
Yeah, the J6 committee thing is not working for them. Biden overseas was an absolute fiasco and disaster. His ratings are in free fall, and they just can't hate Trump enough to hold both houses. And the projection is rightfully so because of the policies, not because of Putin, that they should lose both the House and Senate. They should, but we'll see what happens because that's not going to stop them from cheating.
Well, that's the only way they're going to win. And in the blue states, I think they can really, really turn up the cheat heat. Mm-hmm. My hope is, as Dinesh D'Souza made that film, that maybe they won't be able to get enough of the operatives, this time because it's a midterm election. Trump isn't running in this election. There's not as much of the hate and motivation, but the Democrats are trying to gin it up, of course, every day.
Exactly. Well, Roe v. Wade definitely gave them a little bit of fire. James, 2 minutes left here, and I did want to talk about your column at jamesherson.com, which has to do with Stranger Things. I mean, this thing has gotten, kind of what Pat Riley would call the disease of more, with each succeeding series and episodes of Stranger Things, it has gotten more and more evil.
Truly has. And unfortunately, the writers and the producers of Stranger Things are very effective filmmakers, and they knew what they were doing. And in the first season, they had these elements of Steven Spielberg-like storytelling, and especially because they have kids and teenagers as main characters and a lot of supernatural, a lot of special effects. And it was a phenomenon, and it is a phenomenon, meaning it has a big audience, it attracts a lot of young people. But the problem is, it's just gotten now, each successive season, as you pointed out, more violence, more profanity, more sexual imagery, more non-family friendly stuff. But season 4 has turned into torture porn.
Oh, wow.
It's turned into the kind of imagery that you would see in the Saw franchise. It is despicable what the writers have done. And I think what it is, it's lazy. They could have stuck with the same things that made them successful in the first season, but they decided it's time to shock people, get publicity. Yeah. They're shocking people. And so, some parents who are aware of this now, they noticed it happening in season 2 and 3, figured that maybe it would get worse in season 4. So they said, no, kids, you can't watch this. Mm-hmm. It's rated TV-14, 14 years and up.
Well, James Herson has been with us, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Thank you, James. Appreciate it. Take care.
Hey, my pleasure, Bill. Keep up the great work.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday morning after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each be held without bond if they turn up on the system. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for New York governor, was attacked by a man who tried to stab him in Parenton, New York, Thursday afternoon. Parenton, New York is about a 15-minute drive southeast of Rochester. Zeldin's campaign said the attacker was taken into custody. Zeldin, an Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Congressman, continued his speech. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Gentlemen, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Brittany Hughes is going to join us in just a few moments. She's the Media Research Center's TV managing editor, and we're going to be talking about the pro-life movement that enters into its next phase, as addressed by MRC Center President Brent Bozell. Brittany, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, We have seen, and I think that what Brent is suggesting here is quite cautionary, that the war is not over by no means. It is a battle won, but it still continues, does it not?
It does. So contrary to this sort of apocalyptic picture that the left wants to paint about the end of Roe versus Wade, this doesn't actually end abortion nationwide. That's not what this decision did. It simply pushed it back to the states, which is where it belongs, frankly, and is going to give the American people the opportunity to make their voice heard, and I think is going to also help reflect what we have seen in the polls, which is that the vast majority of Americans, including many pro-choice Americans, want further restrictions on abortion than what we currently see in many states. So this just simply shifts the battlefield to a more localized area. And I think that, again, the left wants to paint a picture of this nationwide ban on abortion, which, quite frankly, I unapologetically support. I think that life should be protected down to its most fundamental basis, which is that life begins at conception, but that's not what this decision did. Now it's time for pro-life activists to start taking a hard look, and pro-life voters, frankly, to take a hard look at the laws in their state and make sure that they reflect what the American people actually want, which is more heavy restrictions on abortion and not this sort of all-out, you know, abortion at any point through 9 months, which is what the radical left is supporting.
What is driving the left so nuts is this organic movement based on experience. We've had 49 years of experience of the big lie that was perpetrated, decided upon by SCOTUS, and 63 million plus babies, not even counting those that are murdered in the womb via a mail order pill, which some scientists and other authorities seem to agree that that's another 40% of that number. I mean, you're talking an astronomical amount. I remember back in the days, Brittany, I used to say, when is enough enough? Is it 59 million? Is it 60 million? I mean, we've blown past that. I mean, even right now at 63 million, I said, not even counting the abortifacient pill. You know, the number is through the roof. But the thing is that we have women who have experienced the horrors of abortion, and they have learned firsthand that it is one humongous lie. And in addition to the women, you have an increasing number of men whose hearts are turning. And this is what this is all about, Brittany. You and I are on the same page on this. This is a moral issue and is decided in the heart, one person at a time. If abortion truly is going to be fully eradicated, it's going to be because of the hearts of women and men have changed and realized the sanctity of a child and the gift of a child, not the encumbrance.
One of the things I think that is so important to remember about when Roe v. Wade was handed down by 9 white men, by the way, which it flies in the face of, of course, the left's mantra that it's white men that are coming down on women's right to choose and whatnot. This, you know, Roe v. Wade was overturned by one of the most diverse Supreme Courts that we've ever had. So one of the things I think is important to remember about that 1973 decision was that so much technology has advanced and we have come up with so many more medical advancements, not only to save babies early and earlier in pregnancy and to correct certain malformations or deformations that they may have. We can do absolutely amazing things medically, but also we are able to see and understand pregnancy in so much earlier stages than we did back then. I mean, I've had 2 children in the past 3 years, and I can tell you the advancements in ultrasound technology and our ability to understand just how these amazing little human beings are forming from day one. It is mind-blowing when you look at it, and I think that the American people are starting to wake up. You see this reflected in polls. Many Americans, and this is the one thing that the media will constantly harp on, right? Many Americans, most Americans, are pro-choice, but to a certain point. The majority of Americans do support abortion being an option in the first trimester. But beyond that, you see support for abortion rapidly falling away. Only about 1 in 10 Americans support elective abortion in the third trimester. And of course, this is because, as we have seen advancements in medical technology, we now understand and can see babies in the second and third trimester that, you know, are clearly fully tiny little human beings.
Exactly.
And so again, I think I'm a life begins at conception. I understand that. You know, every single baby at the moment of conception has its own unique DNA markers. But I think that as medical technology begins to expose these truths that we've known, pro-lifers have known for many years, you're going to see the American people start to really have a distaste for elective abortion. And that's exactly what Brent is bringing up in his op-ed that he wrote for Fox News, that we need to start embracing sort of incremental progress at the state level. It doesn't mean that we have to accept that it is okay to murder an unborn child in the first trimester. That's not at all what he's saying. What he's saying is we need to start accepting incremental victories and save as many children as we can. And as heartbreaking as it may be that we can't just reach out and immediately save them all the way that we want, we are also seeing, again, as technology advances, we're seeing a change in the hearts and minds of the American people. And we should embrace that and start working this back as quickly but as incrementally as we need to.
Well, in addition to the science, there needs to be more place and more ears listening to the psychological impact, the stories of women who have experienced abortion. You know, I use this often, Brittany. When I'm talking with women, they will tell me, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. Can you imagine carrying that idea in your heart till the day you die? And that's what these women do. And somehow, well, certainly we understand the left, they don't want to deal with it. And even people on the right, unless you're in those shoes, you don't understand that. But the fact of the matter is that abortion since 1973 has become so common that even in the churches today, a third of the people sitting in the pews, a third of the women sitting in the pews on Sunday service have experienced an abortion. And there is a silent aching and cry and grief that is endured by these women, sadly. And until, when and until they're able to, you know, bring it to God, because this is a spiritual issue. And we talk sometimes about this in temporal terms. Yes, but the depth of injury that occurs at a spiritual level is so profound. And unless that is really addressed and understood, but you know, that is contributory, I believe, to this organic movement that's taking place, that no matter what the left does, it has no answer for it because it doesn't want to address it.
You're exactly right. I think that, you know, the first thing that I would ever tell a post-abortive woman is that there is forgiveness in Christ, and she does not have to carry that for the rest of her life.
Amen.
But there is, you know, on earth we face consequences for our actions, and we face heartache. I have members of my own family that have unfortunately believed the lie of abortion, and I can tell you it has wrecked lives. It has wrecked marriages. And it is heartbreaking. Abortion does not just victimize a baby, it victimizes the woman. And this is something that the left in places like Planned Parenthood, they don't want to talk about. That's why they try to make it sound like abortion is as quick and easy and painless and routine as going through McDonald's and getting a Happy Meal. They need to make this normal, and they need to ignore it.
Brittany Hughes, we got to leave it there. Thank you for being with us.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153.
800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back at the Crossroads of Faith and Culture. We've got a country to save. We've got people to save. And, of course, we're co-laboring with the Holy Spirit to make that happen, one heart at a time. Thank you for being with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, from Focus on the Family, Dr. Greg Smalley joins us now. He's the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation. And you know, whenever he's on and the two of us get together, I know, put the children away, protect everybody, you got a couple knuckleheads are going to, you know, dare us go to areas that maybe wiser men would not go to, Greg. I don't know. Maybe we just...
That's a great introduction. That creates safety for people, so I like that.
Well, it does, and it also, you know, comes... It's like, here we got Martinez and Smalley together, so they got to come with a disclaimer.
It's probably very wise to, yeah, qualify our time together.
Well, that's what our wives say anyway. So we figure, well, we might as well, you know, protect everybody. But we're going to talk about the seriousness of divorce. And people don't want to talk about divorce, but they don't want to talk about it until they're talking with their attorneys about divorce. And that's insane.
Yeah.
And here it is. I mean, you know, what great odds you want to go into. I think I'm going to get married, Greg, and participate in something that I got about a 50% shot at being successful. What a great beginning, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You don't really see that said at many weddings. You don't see the verse in 1 Corinthians 7:28 that says, for those who do marry, you will have hard times. And someone just did some research to identify, you know, when you think of the length of marriage, which kind of years are the highest risk for divorce. And one of the things they found, I think two stood out for me when I saw this research. It's years one and two, and then year eight. And to me, those are the years that couples really struggle with. Because I know Aaron and I, we've been married 30 years, but those first 2 years were really hard for us. And I think what's going on for couples is that in those early years of marriage, like when they first get married, there's such a massive amount of change. I mean, just right. learning how to live together, maybe finding new jobs, starting careers, school, figuring out who's going to sleep on what side of the bed. I mean, just all of that, that change, that creates just an insecurity, that creates a stress, which all leads to conflict. And mm-hmm. so for those young couples, maybe they haven't really learned how to manage that well. And that was Aaron and I. We probably by year three were at a place to where I really built out that we were one more argument away from Aaron leaving me. And we didn't know how to really talk through and repair conflicts when we got into it. Either I would avoid it or they would escalate and we would be disconnected. And so for those young couples in those first couple of years, that's really what's going on. They're mm-hmm. having a hard time learning how to manage conflict. It confuses them. Then they're thinking, well, gosh, maybe I didn't marry the right person.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because they haven't been together very long, they haven't developed grit. And so it's easier for them just to go, well, maybe we should just, you know, before kids or before we're for been married very long, let's just cut bait and move on, find someone else.
Yeah, because it's so easy in the culture. Early on, I mean, back in the days when you and I were growing up, it was rare that you heard about anybody getting divorced. It was almost like a scarlet letter, you know, on a family that was, was the result of a divorce. It was a sad commentary. And today it's just so matter of fact and acceptable. But it is a sad commentary because, you know, as you say, in those first couple of years, it's the battle of selfishness, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't realize you're selfish until you find out you're selfish. And what a rough time to find out that you're selfish is in year one, two of your marriage.
Yeah, it's true. I always tell people marriage will teach you how selfish you are. Parenting will teach you how angry you are. And for those couples, so how we can encourage young couples in those first couple years is to teach them, you know, how do you go through conflict and to repair that? I know there's a great researcher named John Gottman, and he found that 70% of all conflict in marriage is perpetual. In other words, there's no solution. It's things like, you know, I'm an introvert, Aaron's an extrovert. Well, when we battle over, you know, how much time to spend with others, I mean, I hate people, so I don't ever want to be around people. But so when we argue about that stuff, it's not like that's going to change. It's not like I'm going to wake up the next morning and be an extrovert.
Right, exactly.
And so that's perpetual. In other words, Aaron and I will deal with extrovert-introvert conflict for the rest of our life. And so it's not a matter of going, we've got to find a solution to our personality differences. It's really teaching couples, how do you just swing back around and repair when we get into an argument, instead of thinking, well, we've got to resolve it. No. What if you just make your goal that we're going to repair it by caring and better understanding? You know, just literally, Bill, for us, just Monday. So a few days ago, Aaron, I got home from work about 5-ish, whatever, and Aaron goes, all right, you ready to go? And I went, go where? And she goes, oh, remember I told you we're going over to so-and-so's house.
Don't you love that? I love that. Don't you remember?
Yeah. I hate them. I don't want to go be with them. And so we disagreed around that, got into a little conflict. Mm-hmm. And again, it wasn't that we had to figure out a solution. It's that at some point later on that night before bed, I just said, hey, Aaron, you know, what do I need to repair? And she just said, hey, it's really hard when I make plans, I tell you about them, you forget, and then you argue and fight with me. And so I just listened and cared, and she asked me, how you doing? And so we just had a quick repair,
right?
And we're reconnected. And I'm telling you, that's what we need to teach these young couples how to do.
Exactly. And again, we're blessed when, as the Bible says, not to let the sun go down in our anger. Oh my gosh, that is so, that's so detrimental. And I, if I can say, I hate that when that happens, Greg. It's so frustrating because nobody wins in this sort of thing. And the challenge is that regardless of the situation, again, what matters most? And for you, Aaron matters most. And for Aaron, you matter most. And if that is the common denominator in any kind of conflict, you're going to arrive at that point that gets you through on the other side to realize that it's not so much that particular incident matters. What matters most is the other person, and that,
right.
You know, you come to some sort of resolution. I know we're getting a little bit heavy here, but, you know, sometimes we make it so complicated. And we want to insist on our own right at the expense of the life of the union, the life of the relationship.
Absolutely. In I love how you said that. In essence, what I was hearing you say is, do you want to be right, or do you
yes.
want to be connected?
Or loved. Exactly.
Or whatever. Yeah. And I know for us, you know, what I love about that verse saying, don't let the sun go down in your anger, what it's not saying is don't let the sun go down on your issues.
Mm-hmm.
What it's saying is that don't go to bed when you've been in conflict and your heart is shut down, and because that's when we give the devil a foothold. So it's really learning when we get into conflict, first and foremost, how do I get my own heart back open? Because then Aaron and I can repair that when our hearts are open.
Exactly.
But Bill, I used to do exactly what you were talking about. I would force us, you know, to stay up, to try to power through a conversation,
right.
which often can be better resolved when we've had a good night's sleep. But what I've learned to do now is I'm not going to go to bed, and neither is Aaron, when our hearts are shut down. And that's something I can do between me and the Lord.
Right.
We've learned that if our hearts are open, get a good night's sleep, fresh perspective, man, we can repair any conflict.
Exactly. Because the thing is when you're asleep and you don't have it somewhat, you know, if you haven't put it on the altar, so to speak, and you can have a good night's sleep, you're going to ruminate on that problem. And boy, you're going to intensify. You've had 8 hours of disrupted sleep justifying your case, so that when court opens at 8 o'clock in the morning the next day, you know, Aaron is going to be shredded because you are well armed, ready to attack, right?
Totally. Versus going,
you can tell, Greg, I've never done that.
No.
I mean, I this never, you know, I'm above that.
Specific, so. That was too specific for that not to have happened many times. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And I do that. And if I'm just trying to roll over and go to sleep, and I start doing exactly what you said, I'm thinking about what she said, did. We call that perseverating. And then I'm going to be all night long, ready to go, like you said in the morning. Versus going to the Lord, saying, God, right now, I don't know what's going on. This is your daughter. It's really your fault. You made her the way she is, blah, blah, blah. But once I start to spend some time with the Lord, eventually I'll shift to God. Okay, what do you want me to pay attention to? Lord, help me get my heart open. What's true about me? What's true about my wife? And then once my heart is open that next morning, we're ready to repair it.
Exactly. Well, Greg, you said something early, and we only got about 30 seconds left here. Be encouraged. This is cyclical. It's not like it's gonna change, right? Like you said, Aaron's always going to be an extrovert. You're always going to be an introvert. So, you know, get over it. And it's better to be loved than to be right, as you said so brilliantly.
Amen. And focus can help you in any way to learn how to work through those conflicts. So let us help.
You got it. Dr. Greg Smalley from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Greg. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Without delay, you'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.